and they are going to be served very shortly. What the definition of shortly is, I don't know, a few days, a few weeks. We have a list ongoing at the moment. I can assume, although I don't know, that perhaps Ambassador Tobias could be on that list, Senator Vitter could be on that list, Harlan Ullman, Dick Morris. These are some of the folks that would certainly be candidates for the subpoena list.
I don't know who the second, I certainly know who Dick Morris is. Who's the second to last one? Harlan?
Harlan Ullman is the gentleman who is the author of The Doctrine of Shock and Awe. He's one of Rumpy's inner circle.
That's right. I remember that now. So some of those names have already been associated with you.
Yes.
Right? Would it be fair to say that there are some other names that also might create a kind of shock and awe that might be on that list or might be on your own list should the subpoenas be handed out?
Probably. Okay. I've heard behind the scenes, some names have not come to light yet, but I'm hearing rumors.
Would any of them be congressmen or current senators?
Perhaps.
Judges?
That I don't know.
And I'd be worried for you in that sense because I wonder whether, just as this is an unusual case to be prosecuted, I wonder what might happen in the wrong court with a judge that might be protecting one of his own.
No, you know what? We don't have that problem here. We have a woman by the name of Gladys Kessler. Gladys Kessler is certainly a protege of Ruth Ginsburg. She and Sandra Day O'Connor. She's 70-ish years of age. She comes from the old school when it was very tough to be a woman lawyer, Harvard grad, a feminist from what I can tell, Clinton appointee, very fair and decent woman. This is the woman, remember the suit a few years ago with Joe Camel? This is the woman who ruled against Joe Camel and the tobacco industry. Her opinion on the matter was